Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So as you can see the title, When God Restores, last night we ministered a message on choices, and it was literally on Abram and Lot, on the decisions that they made and directions to go. And and yesterday I had an opportunity to listen to one of my daughters minister, and it was like a roller coaster. I was very emotional, but God wanted me to hear something. And so she said that she had a message, but she didn't know that that message was for me to see and to know that he's restoring all. You know, my focus when I, came back home, it was more on my immediate family. You know what I'm saying? It was my wife and my, my biological children and all of this. But Stephanie was a part of our family at like 13, 14 years old. And so she really got to see it all, all of it, and understood it all. And she was very gifted. And God entrusted me with her, and I made bad decisions to walk away from a lot of stuff, and thinking, walking away from my family, and I walked away from her too. And so it altered her life. It took her in some bad places. It took her in some emotional places. And so listening to her talk about it yesterday was like listening, going back to my biological kids and allowing them to express themselves, how they felt about my decisions and how my decisions have affected their life. Can I tell you, it was like twisting in my heart. It was like, really just, I just had a whole bunch of emotions, and I just didn't even know how to deal with them. So I just asked God to help me to adjust to this. It was very, 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 it was very emotional. But, when I look at it and God says, look at it, I'm restoring it all. That put it all in perspective. It was like I'm constantly getting layers of deliverance. So it's not necessarily, I'm just delivered out. There's nothing. No, there's layers of deliverance. There's things that I forgot, things that I don't remember, things that I've suppressed. And God is the way he is. And so, oh my God, he's just so good. He knew that I can just give it all to you right now, Gerald, because you wasn't ready. I have to build you up. I have to build your stamina up. I have to build your courage up. I have to build your language up. I have to build your mindset up. I have to build your stability. I have to build. I had to build that stuff, because I wouldn't have been ready. I've done that stuff and I crashed. I've done that stuff and I crashed. And so over the years, I was able to just build a battle plan, build a prayer life, build my vocabulary for my declarations, build, the word, putting the word in my heart, things that I had to do. And I constantly do, because people like, oh, your husband is delivered. You're delivered. You don't have no issues. The devil is a liar. Listen, I constantly go through deliverance. I understand. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So when y'all think, they'll be back and they get delivered. Once they get delivered, hold up. Once they get delivered, they gotta understand how to stay delivered. And so this was a place of another level of deliverance for me, because I didn't think about my spiritual children. I didn't think about the damage that I did to them, the hurt that I did to them, the pain that I did to them. And I realized I never apologized to her. I never apologized to her. We've been talking. We've back. She's in the army. She's flowing. She's doing. But me, the father, the one that God says, that's your daddy. I've never apologized to her. Hold on. Not only did I affect her, but I affected her marriage. She could have had the perspective of a marriage the wrong way. Not only did I affect that, but I affected her kids. Come on, y'all. My decisions, my selfish decisions that I made, nobody else ain't make this decision for me. I made this decision for myself. And I've caused a ripple effect. So let me ask you, has any of your decisions has caused a ripple effect? I mean, if your decisions is good and there's a ripple effect and everything is good, that's great. But if you made some bad decisions and you got a ripple effect and it not only stops with you, but it stops with everybody around you. It just rolls on to them. And sometimes we don't even think about the pain we have caused. Until we can sit down and God just remove the scales off of your eyes, unplug your ears, that you can hear the pain of the people you hurt, see the pain of the people you hurt. I'm looking at her and I'm listening to this testimony, and man, I wanted to just pour out. But if I knew I poured out, she was going to break down. Because we have that type of relationship. She's not even my biological daughter, but she has all of our mannerisms. She has our DNA. And so this was a real, it was really hard, but it was a real blessing to me. Because I watched God right before my eyes restore another one of my kids. Right in front of my eyes. So when I say God restores all, when God does it, he has a very, very unique and special way of doing things. And when you do it his way, when you inquire of him, when you ask of him, when you're making these decisions to do things and you're inquiring of him, listen, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. But what it does is it goes against all of your flesh. It goes against all of your intellect. Because you'll be trying to systematically figure out how to do something, especially if you're a person that's, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and do all of that. Man, God will mess you up. Because it wouldn't seem like it would be logical to do what he's saying you should be able to do. Seriously, it wouldn't even seem logical. But what God does is totally different. And so I wanted to, you know, come on and encourage you to think back over some of the decisions you made. Even if you made some decisions and you never went back and you corrected them. You never went back and you apologized. You never went back because God will bring back to your remembrance things that you have done. And it's up to us to correct them. It's up to us to do something. And so, you know, we did the message on Abram and Lot. And so with that being said, you know, they had to separate themselves because they got too big. But Lot saw something. Lot chose his direction by what he saw. It looked good. And I was making decisions for myself because it looked good. I was hurt. I was mad. I was in pain. I just wanted to get away. She didn't understand me. I wanted to just run. I was making no decisions on that. I wasn't basing my decisions on what kind of effect it's going to have on my kids, what kind of effect it's going to have on my wife, what kind of effect it's going to have on the people around me. I was so stubborn and so hard-headed, I ain't even care. So is your decisions causing you to be hard-headed? are some of your decisions that you're making because you're hard-headed, because you're stubborn, because you're rebellious? Because if so, we got to get delivered from that. We got to get delivered from that. I'm just being real. I'm being real. I understand deliverance is the children's bread. So there's nothing wrong with constant deliverance. And if somebody's telling you, oh, you're always getting delivered, that's fine. I got a lot of stuff I'm dealing with. Really, I got a lot of stuff I'm dealing with. You know, I got a lot of stuff I'm dealing with because I got a big future in front of me. My destiny is huge. And so, yes, the enemy will try to pile on stuff that I'll never, ever get to my destiny in my future. And that's what happens when I make a decision. I could have derailed her destiny and purpose. All of my kids, I could have just easily derailed them. But now, looking back at it they saw me in that place. But now they see me in this place. They see me in this place. When I tell you the relationships are different, they're different. Now I can literally, because I'm in place, I can literally speak into their destiny and purpose. Why? Because I come out of something now that I have authority over, and I can eliminate them from going into that same place. Yes, they have a choice, but I can show put up the bumpers. I can put up the bumpers. The bumpers are my prayers. The bumpers are my declarations. So they can bump into it, but they still gonna stay in lane. Y'all, I'm talking bold in that. Put the bumpers up. Keep it, yeah, they might try to go right, but the bumper will bring them back into the middle. It'll bring them back. They won't go into the gutter. So what are your prayers looking like? What are your declarations looking like? Have we repented? Have we just repented for some of the decisions that we made and asked God to forgive us? Because know what? God is a forgiving God. I mean, he's forgiven all sins. As soon as you repent and ask God for forgiveness, it's clean. It's clean. He don't even remember it. It's a done deal. So where are you with this? Where are you in this process? Where are you in this process? Where are you in this situation? It's never too late. It's never too late. All you got to do is just open your mouth and say, God, please forgive me. Please forgive me for my mistakes. Please forgive me for my decisions that I spend so much time as telling God, thank you, and please forgive me. Because when I remember some stuff, I remember lying to somebody. I remember hurting someone's feelings. I remember, you know, all of these things, you know, the women that I've, feelings that I've hurt or caused them, you know, not to be able to love a man because I was a user or I was a cheater or whatever, you know, and now the effect that it has on their lives in regards to who they gonna marry, who they gonna date. I wasn't thinking about that, but God is allowing me to see that, think about that. So I'm apologizing to y'all again. For if I ever hurt you, if I ever used you, if I ever dated you and I misused you and I mistreated you, I apologize. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Because I made some bad decisions. I've made some horrible decisions. And I thank God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses. Because this is, listen, man. Last night was off the chain. It was off the chain. The whole day was off the chain. And God is like really, really, really and truly revealing some stuff that, and I had, listen, you know what? Jesus help me, Lord. I literally had to come home. I had to come back to Florida to get this next level of release. This next level of a release. My daughter lives here. She lives here. I watch my wife hand her a microphone. That was like passing the torch. I put a post up. I'm proud to watch the mantle being passed. Now we got a bunch of spiritual daughters, but like Stephanie and Jennifer and those are like the first, you know. But then God says there will be many, and we didn't understand what that meant. But we do understand what it means now, because there are many. There are many. And so I constantly think about the decisions that I make in regard to them, because they're not, none of these children are lightweight. They walk heavy in the spirit. They walk heavy. And so me not being on my post, me not being right, me making bad decisions, that's to me now is unacceptable, because the lives that are in stake, the destinies that are in stake, the purpose that are in stake, they're looking and they're depending on me. And so that weighs on me every single day. I don't get a break from it. And I'm okay with that. Listen, I'm okay with that. It keeps me in the lane. Hey, it keeps me in my lane. And I thank God for keeping me in my lane, using different things to keep me in my lane. Is it easy? No, it ain't easy. No, it's not easy. But I'm okay. I'm okay with it not being easy. I've already tried the easy way. That sucks. It sucks because you miss things. You neglect things. It becomes like a selfish thing. Really, it'll easily put you in a me, myself, and I. I feel this way. No. I take in consideration other people's feelings. And sometimes I get it wrong, because I go to thinking, okay, it can't be that bad. Well, yeah, it might be. You don't know their feelings. I have to literally study the feelings of each and every one of our spiritual daughters and our spiritual sons. I have to pay attention to it. Just like I pay attention to my biological kids, I got to pay attention to them. Because God is going to hold me accountable for that. He's entrusted me with them spiritually. So, if you've made some decisions that haven't been good, and you have the opportunity to repent and ask for forgiveness, come on, just take that time. Let's just take this time right now and ask God. Come on, the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance the bad decisions that you made, and that and the effect that they had on others. Because when you know the effect that it has on others, it digs a little deeper. That root is a lot deeper, just so you know. When you've made a decision that affects other people, that root is a lot deeper. That ain't just a little root. That ain't just a little plant. That ain't just a little tear. This is something that goes a little deeper. So when you asking God that you're repenting from your bad decisions that you made, you ask God to pull it up from the root. You know, forgive me. I mean, just forgive me. And renounce the things that you've done. And God says, okay, I blotted that out. On to the next. And you just keep, you find your layers. Because I've done a whole lot of stuff. So I got layers of deliverance, and God is just not going to just deliver me. Like, he can, but I don't think he wants to. I think he wants me to learn the process of deliverance, learn the process of going through layers, learn the process. Why? Because I'm going to need to help somebody else. This is never about me. This doesn't stop with me. None of my decisions stop with me. None of my deliverance stops with me. None of it. It don't stop with me. And I used to say, God, why I gotta be the one that has to do all of this? Why do I have to be the one that have to, you know, lead people and do all of this stuff? And it was like, really? And then I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, you know, when I'm in Florida and my old church, my apostle made us all stand in a line, right? Like a whole, like a long line. It was families, it was couples, it was singles. There was a whole bunch of people in the line, right? And he said, turn around and look. And I said, we turned around and we looked, and all we saw was a long line of people. And he said, you guys are responsible for that. And I'm looking at him like, And at this time, I really wasn't in a good place. I wasn't feeling that. I'm like, this ain't my church. Why would I be responsible for these people? You know what I'm saying? This is not that. You know, this is y'all church. This is not me. We're not doing this. And so that stuff always rung in my head. The decision that I made standing in the line that I wasn't going to be responsible for these people behind me. I wasn't going to do it. I said that in the line. I ain't opened my mouth and said, but I was thinking it heavily. And then I really told my wife, I'm like, why do we have to be responsible for them people? This ain't our church. So why should we be responsible for them? That don't even make no sense to me. It didn't make logical sense. But what God was showing me, it was, you're going to be in a place where there's going to be a line of people that's going to depend on you. He was given a prophetic act at that moment. And I was at a moment where I didn't even want that. And now I'm sitting here and I can promise you the line that we have now is like 5 times or 10 times longer than that line that I saw at that church. That me and my wife are responsible for. So I can't afford to make jacked up decisions anymore. I can't. I had to see God on doing this broadcast. And they're eating breakfast like, man, I don't want to do no broadcast. My throat hurts. I just want to go back and lay down. Can I get like a few more minutes of sleep? No. Go in the conference room and do this call. And do this mess. I'm like, okay, all right. I get to the door locked. I'm like, cool. I'm getting ready to go back. He said, you better look over there and sit down on that bench and do what I asked you to do. I'm like, wow. Like, wow. So I'm sitting here and I'm doing this, but my mind is on, I had to make a decision. Am I going to obey God and do this broadcast, or am I going to just walk up and go back to my room because the door is locked? I'm telling y'all, it's simple decisions that I have to make, and I have to make them all the time. And God is speaking. God has never stopped speaking. I want y'all to know that God has never stopped speaking. Never stopped speaking. The problem is, are we listening? Are we listening? Are you listening? Because God has some plans. And the only way you're going to operate and walk in God's plans if you're listening to God's plans. So God is ready to restore. God is ready to rebuild. God is ready to reset, restore, regenerate. God is ready. He is ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to decide that I'm a lean, rely, and I'm a trust in God in everything? I'm a seek his face in everything that I go for, your business, for your marriage, for your destiny, for your purpose, for your kids, for your business. I mean, every facet of your life. God, he says, when you do something, you do it unto me. Give it all to me. Everything that you need, you can have it. Give it to him and let him orchestrate it. Let him orchestrate it. Listen, come on, y'all. Come on. I know some of, I feel some of the decision. Listen, don't go into condemnation. Don't go into condemnation because you done made some decisions that wasn't good. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go into that place. You don't have to go into that place, because going into that place, it's just setting you up. The enemy trying to set you up. So don't go in there. Just know that the blood of Jesus cleanses. Know that God is already forgiving you. All you got to do is repent, ask for forgiveness, and allow God to do what God going to do. God can do it better than you. God can restore you. If he did it for me, he is not a respecter of persons, because if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. And I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that. So I want you to get set, get ready for your new. I want you to get set, get ready for your reset, your reboot, because I think God is ready to take you from that old place to that new place, or from one level to the next level. He does not want you to stay in this place. And he does not want you to feel like you can't win, like you're a loser, We bind the losing spirit, the quitting spirit, the overwhelming spirit, that you feeling overwhelmed. The word says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare freedom and liberty over your mind. Over your mind. I'm declaring that you're free. Listen to me. I'm declaring that you're free. You're free from the torment of your bad decisions. You've been tormented for years. Every time you think about it, I mean, your heart ache, you get sick, you get depressed, you feel like God is not going to love you. God has forgotten about you. God said, I ain't never going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. I'm with you. So listen, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. I declare that you're moving past this. I declare that this no longer will be a roadblock. This will no longer be a place where you are being literally bushwhacked. I mean, it's like every time it comes up, it just, whew, it's like a tsunami. It just like takes everything away. You lose your breath. You feel like you can't breathe anymore. I declare that the breath of life is upon you. I pray that God breathes on you right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that you will be set free and delivered. I declare that everything that used to cause you to go into a depressed state is being removed as far as the east is from the west. I declare that the blood of Jesus is upon you that cleanses you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I declare that every decision that you make now will be a decision that God has given to you, that you have stepped into the prayer closet and got an answer. Yeah. No more making decisions out of your pain and out of your hurt. No more making decisions out of your anger. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, deliver them from anger. Anger of the bad decisions that they made. Anger at the things that have caused them to make bad decisions now in the name of Jesus. Deliver them, Father God, from the pains of the past. Come on. The trauma that has caused them, Father God, to make bad decisions growing up now in the name of Jesus. Leading them to drugs, leading them to perversion, leading them to lust. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father God, every tentacle, everything that is linked to it now in the name of Jesus, I renounce it now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Father, let them, now I declare now that they are a new creature now in the name of Jesus, Father God. They're walking in new blessings. They're walking in new faith. They're walking in new belief. They're walking, Father God, in a new understanding, Father God, of your love and your mercy and your grace now in the name of Jesus. Father, the atmosphere is conducive right now to deliverance. Father God, let them truly be delivered, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. Let the process begin, Father God, of the healing now in the name of Jesus, Father. The heart is being healed now. Your soul is being healed now. Your soul is no longer being tormented, but it is being delivered. Come on. Shekarabasondo. It is being delivered now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare that they will move past all of the things that have caused them, Father God, to just be stagnant, Father God, to be at an arrested development stage now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you right now for every diabolical plot, plan, and ploy that's been assigned against them, Father God, as a child. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare, Father God, that it's broken now. In the name of Jesus, every networking scheme that's been set up now, all forms of witchcraft and black magic, white magic, hex and vexes, psychic prayers now. In the name of Jesus, going to the third eye, going to the psychics and trying to get getting tarot cards, reading tarot cards now, trying to get their life right. I counsel it now in the name of Jesus. On all third eye activity now. In the name of Jesus, I bind all root working now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Yeah, that stuff that happened, that stuff that's been in generations, that's been locked in your bloodline, been locked in the DNA. Father, I declare that the DNA is being altered, it's being changed now, Father God, from what they thought it would be to what it should be now in the name of Jesus, that they operate in your DNA, that they operate in kingdom now. In the name of Jesus, Father, their mindset is kingdom. They see kingdom, they think kingdom, they speak kingdom now. In the name of Jesus, their heart is in a kingdom place. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak for righteousness. I declare righteousness and holiness being upon this line now in the name of Jesus. Come on, every cycle. We break every cycle, huh? every demonic cycle, every demonic plan. Come on, these cycles that's been happening in your life, these cycles that's been happening from one generation to the next generation, we break them now in the name of Jesus. Come on. These cycles of health, bad health, these cycles of anger, these cycles of frustration, these cycles of lack, poverty, lust, perversion. Come on. Come on. These depressions things, these suicidal things. Come on. That's causing you to think suicidal. I bind death, hell, and the grave. I declare that you will live and not die. You will be prosperous. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. God says that he wants you to live. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants you to have good health. I declare it over you now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are releasing them, Father God. You are releasing. I declare that the chains are being broken. I declare that the cages are being broken. I declare that they're coming out of the caves now. In the name of Jabla, I declare that you're coming out of hiding now. In the name of Jesus, you've been so embarrassed. You've been so ashamed of your life. I declare now that the blood of Jesus cleanses you. The blood of Jesus washes it away. Now the scales are being removed off of your eyes, that you can see the hope of your calling, that you will walk in a new light, that you will walk, that they will walk in something brand new right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that there's a transformation happening now in the name of Jesus. They're truly being transformed as I'm speaking, as I'm praying over them now. I declare that their mind is being transformed. Their mind is being renewed now in the name of Jesus. I declare that there's a new boldness coming forth now in the name of Jesus. There's a new fire that is being set off and lit off inside of them now in the name of Jesus. I declare that the deaf and dumb spirit is being removed as far as the east is from the west. They will be able to hear what the Lord says. They will be able to operate and articulate the word of God. They will be able to speak in wisdom and understanding. They will be able to operate, Father God, and they will be able to speak things into existence. They will speak with boldness. They will speak with fire now in the name of Jesus. Now I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation. Everything that tries to come at them, Father God, to hinder them, to stop them from functioning and operating in who you have called for them to be, I declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and Father, they will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Father God, for a spirit of gladness, a spirit of joy being upon them now in the name of Jesus. Father, the enemy has stolen their joy, but Father, you have come to give them back the joy of the Lord. Come on, the joy of the Lord. I declare the joy of the Lord. Come on, come on. Somebody needed the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. I declare the joy of the Lord being upon you. Come on, joy of the Lord. Michelle, joy of the Lord being upon you. Jennifer, joy of the Lord being upon you. Mama Kim, the joy of the Lord is upon you. The prophetic anointing is upon you. I thank you right now. Jennifer, come on. Tanika, the joy of the Lord is upon you. Come on, it's on you, it's on you, it's on you. Come on, the joy of the Lord is my strength. There you go. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I speak supernatural strength upon you. Supernatural strength upon you. Come on, come on, come on. Alkeisha, come on, the joy of the Lord. Come on, come on. Stacia, come on, girl. Come on, come on. I'm on you. The joy of the Lord. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Tamisha, the joy of the Lord. Come on, Keela, the joy of the Lord. Let's go. Come on. We got to get supernatural strength. Crystal, the joy of the Lord. Come on, Cheryl, the joy of the Lord. Let's go. Christy, joy of the Lord. Come on, come on. Don, joy of the Lord. Come on, it's upon me. Let him rest upon you. Let him rest upon you. Father, let just Sabrina, let it rest upon you. Natasha, let it rest upon you. Now, Tammy, let it rest upon you. I declare that the joy of the Lord rest upon you. Rest upon your household. Rest upon your life. Now, in the name of Jesus, Lisa Ray, come on, come on. The joy of the Lord is upon you. I let it rest upon you. Let it rest upon your household. Now, in the name of Jesus, Shalani, the joy of the Lord is upon your household and upon you now in the name of Jesus, Father. I declare it now. Christina, this joy of the Lord is upon you and your husband now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for opening the windows of heaven, Father God, and pouring out the joy of the Lord upon them now in the name of Jesus. Lord, joy of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the strength of the Lord is there. The strength of the Lord is strengthening you in the time of need. The strength, Father God, supernatural strength, supernatural joy, supernatural freedom now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, is upon this line. Come on now, Doris, upon you. Come on. Tanika, it's upon you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Y'all got to have this. Y'all got to get this word. I want it to be upon you. I want the joy. I want you no longer. I don't want you to feel like you got to walk around being angry. No longer you got to walk. Let's go. We talking about joy. No, y'all, we done let the enemy beat us up way too long. Now it's time to take it back. Come on. We got to get the joy of the Lord. We got to take this thing back. So I'm declaring the joy of the Lord is upon y'all. And it's upon your household. It's upon your bloodline. Come on, depression can no longer grip you. Depression is no longer going to take hold, take root in your family. It's not going to happen. I bind it now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the authority to speak things into existence. So I declare that the joy of the Lord is their strength. The joy of the Lord is upon them. The joy of the Lord is in their home. Father God, is upon their lips now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them sing the joy of the Lord. Let them sing, Father God, a new song. Let a song of the Lord come upon their lips, Father God, as they're singing now in the name of Jesus. Father God, as they're worshiping and as they're praising you now. Father God, as they're operating in a new dance now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let the prophetic words come off of their lips. Let prophetic words, Father God, move on their feet now in the name of Jesus. I declare it, Father, now in the name of Jesus. Households will never be the same. Households will never go back, Father God. Bloodlines will be changed, Father God, for kingdom. They will be changed, Father God, for the strength of the Lord. People will be asking, where do you get your strength from? And then they will be able to articulate, be able to give them the scriptures, be able to tell them where the joy has come from. Because their people will remember when they were down. People will remember when they were hurt. But God says, I'll go. I come to bring the strength to you. I've come to bring joy to you. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Let's go. Get your joy. Get your joy back. Come on. Take your joy back. Come on. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Listen. Come on. Come on. Take it back. I thank y'all for taking it back. I thank y'all for rocking with me. I thank you. Father God, I thank you now for each and every person that's upon this line, Father God, that have put in a word, the joy of the Lord is their strength. The Father God, and I pray that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I pray that the joy of the Lord is upon them. I pray, Father God, that their household is delivered. I pray household salvation. I pray, Father God, the blessings of the Lord, just overtake them today, Father God. Let them roll and bask in you, Father God. Let your angels descend upon their homes, Father God, and let the angels minister to them, Father God, today in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask you to show up and show out, Father God. Father God, you have started it out with a bang, Father God, and I know you're going to finish it, Father God, with a finale. I thank you, Father God, that every angel that is assigned to this place is in this place now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for new revelation being released now in the name of Jesus. Father, let the fire of the Lord be upon the altar in this room now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for every participant that is here, Father God. I thank you, Father, they're receiving everything that they need, everything, Father God, that'll take them to another level now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, as upgrades are coming forth, Father God. I thank you, Father, they're able and eligible to receive their upgrades now in the name of Jesus. I bind all forms of backlash and retaliation, everything that tries to get back at their dedication and at their ability, Father God, to receive now in the name of Jesus. Father, that they will not only be hearers of the word, but they will be doers of your word, Father God, that this day they will be obedient. Father, I thank you that now every day they wake up, Father God, they will make godly decisions, Father God. You will be part of their decision making, Father God. No longer will it be them, but it will be you. Father God, as we decrease, you increase. Let it be none of us and all of you today. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you, Father. I love each and every one of you. Y'all be blessed.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m.
for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.